You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 476, covering week 31, July 27th to August 2nd, 2026. Canonical announced its decision to ship new versions of virtualization stack components in future Ubuntu 26.04 LTS milestone releases, similar to how new versions of the Linux kernel and graphics stack, ported from regular Ubuntu releases after the LTS version, were shipped in previous LTS releases. Updates will be released for the QEMU-HWE hypervisor and emulator, Libvirt-HWE virtualization management toolkit, EDK2-HWE OVMF firmware, and CBIOS-HWE BIOS compatibility packages every 6 months for the first 2 years of the LTS branch's lifecycle. The core virtualization stack, shipped natively in Ubuntu 26.04, will continue to be maintained, giving users the choice of staying with a stable legacy set of packages or using new versions that offer enhanced capabilities such as improved support for confidential computing, AMD SEV-SNP and Intel TDX, and hardware accelerators. The Wayfire 0.11 compositing server, which uses Wayland and enables the creation of lightweight user interfaces with 3D effects similar to those found in CompiZ 3D plugins, has been released. Wayfire supports plugin expansion and offers a flexible configuration system. The project's code is written in C++ and is distributed under the MIT license. The project is built on the WL Roots library, developed by the developers of the Sway user environment, and providing basic functionality for a Wayland-based compositing manager. Systemd, eLogin.d, or Seatd can be used for session management. Launching X11 applications using xWayland is supported. The WF-shell from the Wayfire developers or the third-party Lava Launcher panel can be used as a panel. The project is also developing a library for working with configuration files, wf-config, and a graphical configurator, WCM. SeaMonkey 2.53.24, a suite of web applications, has been released. It combines a web browser, email client, an NTP conferencing client, RSS/Atom newsfeed aggregation system, and Composer, a WYSIWYG HTML page editor, all in one product. Pre-installed add-ons include the Chatzilla IRC client, DOM Inspector Web Developer Toolkit, and Lightning Calendar Scheduling Tool. The new release includes fixes and changes from the current Firefox codebase, based on Firefox 60.8 with security fixes and some improvements backported from the current Firefox branches. The new version contains only bug fixes. Release 1.7 of SmallVM is now available. It enables the isolation of Linux application execution in separate fast start virtual machines. SmallVM allows you to package an application into a small machine, virtual machine image, or a self-contained executable file that includes all necessary dependencies and can then be run on any host with the same CPU architecture. Applications packaged in this way run in a separate virtual machine with its own kernel. When running on Linux, it uses the KVM hypervisor. The project's code is written in Rust and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The libkrun library is used to isolate processes using the hypervisor. The Linux kernel is delivered embedded in the libkrun FW shared library. Images are built in the OCI format, allowing SmallVM to run existing images from Docker Hub, ghcr.io, and other OCI compatible registries in micro VMs. Auto-CPU Freak 3.1.0, a utility designed to automatically optimize CPU speed and power consumption, has been released. The utility monitors laptop battery status, CPU load, CPU temperature, and system activity, and dynamically activates power-saving or high-performance modes based on the situation and selected options. It supports devices with Intel, AMD, and ARM processors. It can be controlled using a GTK-based graphical interface or a command-line utility. The code is written in Python and distributed under the LGP PLV3 license. The GCC Steering Committee has approved guidelines governing the use of AI tools in development. The guidelines stipulate that major changes to code or text generated by AI or derived from AI-generated content will not be accepted. Major changes are defined as those exceeding 15 lines of code. The ban stems from uncertainty regarding licensing and copyright issues for output generated by large language models. At the same time, maintainers are allowed to accept any test scripts generated using AI. The rules also do not prohibit the use of AI for research, code analysis, bug detection, error reporting, patch review, debugging, and other applications that do not result in the inclusion of content in the project. For minor changes, they should be explicitly stated to be generated by AI by adding the assisted by tag. Changes must be submitted by a human. Using AI to submit commits to the repository is prohibited, as is specifying an AI model in the signed off by tag, which confirms authorship or the right to submit code. Keychron, a specialist in input devices, has unveiled the ZGM Zephyr Gaming Mouse project, which is developing the first fully-fledged open firmware for gaming mice. The project aims to create a platform that is easy to build, learn, customize, and extend. The development focus is on minimizing latency, providing flexibility for adapting to new hardware, and ensuring easy long-term product support. The firmware is currently in the early stages of development, with a release scheduled for Q1 2027. The code will be published under the GPLv3 license. The first device to support ZGM will be the G6HE gaming mouse. The AO Media Alliance announced the publication of the first version of Open Audio Renderer Specification, OAR V1, which defines a reference implementation of a system for generating immersive audio that takes into account the propagation of audio signals in a three-dimensional space to recreate sound as close to natural as possible. OAR complements the previously published IAMF specification, which describes a format for storing and distributing audio data, with capabilities for converting audio data into an optimized audio signal for a specific user device, from headphones up to and including in-car multimedia systems. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report has been published, featuring changes for the KDE Plasma 6.8 branch scheduled for release on October 14th. Performance has been significantly improved when using external graphics cards. Because the Linux-DMABUF V5 Wayland protocol limited the compositing manager to a single graphics card, rendering on a different GPU required constantly copying frames through RAM. With external GPUs connected via USB-C, performance dropped by almost half. NetBSD 11.0 is released, supporting 61 system architectures and 16 CPU families. In addition to portability and support for a wide range of hardware platforms, NetBSD offers features such as the NVMM hypervisor, NPF firewall, PKGIN package manager, PKGSRC package repository, VERI exec integrity control mechanism, W-UP-X mode, ZFS support, and CGD disk encryption. Installation images are available for only 59 architectures, EPIC32 and IA64 are skipped. The project supports 8 primary ports, AMD 64, i386, EVB ARM, EVB MIPS, EVB PPC, HPC ARM, Spark 64, and Xen, as well as 49 secondary ports related to CPUs such as Alpha, HPPA, M68010, M68K, SH3, Spark, and VAX. The secondary ports are still supported but have become obsolete or lack sufficient developers interested in their development. One port, Acorn 26, is included in the third category, which contains broken ports slated for removal if no enthusiasts interested in their development are found. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.